This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And after that, it's practically the weekend, man. It's Friday. Well, it's not Friday yet, but after the show, whatever. So we're going to discuss the communist base. We'll play you some audio here from some street communists. A little bit of RFK Jr. talk. That kind of went sideways really quickly. The pipe bomb story. Remember the pipe bomber from January 6th? Yeah. Julie Kelly's done some reporting on that. That really got interesting. All that and a lot more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show this hour. Some emails and other things. I'm going to play something for you real quick. This is not my audio. I want to make sure I give credit. Turning Point USA is the one who put this out there. I played it a little bit earlier, but it's a long bit of audio. I'll probably stop it from time to time. But the Democrat base, they're completely different people than we are. It's like they're a different species. And I'm going to explain why here in a moment. I'll play the audio for you, but have you noticed, have you seen either on the news, maybe an ad, maybe you've seen it on social media, have you seen them attempting to make J.D. Vance look terrible by digging up old pictures of him? There's a picture floating around online of J.D. Vance. I don't know whether he'd had too much to drink or whatever it was. I think it was from his Marine Corps days. He looks like he's passed out on the floor. Had too much to drink, he passed out on the floor. There's another picture of J.D. Vance that it almost looks like it's certainly a gag. He's got it. There are a bunch of girls in the men's room, and they act like the girls look like they're using the urinal, you know, and they're turning around looking at the camera, posing, smiling, laughing. It looks like a gag picture, and J.D. Vance is in there with them. He's not doing anything inappropriate. It's just kind of a big gag. Everyone's clothed. It looks like just high school kids goofing off, being normal. And Democrats are running a campaign right now of J.D. Vance with these pictures of, hey, look, J.D. Vance was at a party. Look, J.D. Vance was hanging out with girls in high school. And on the right, you, me, we may find these attacks to be confusing because you look at it and you say to yourself, okay, maybe not the best judgment in the world. I wouldn't recommend passing out on the floor, but he was a young man. He was a young Marine. I'm not exactly shocked. Maybe you've done similar things in your past. Okay, J.D. Vance was goofing off with some chicks his senior year of high school. All right, that's kind of how high school goes. Maybe you're looking at these attacks and saying to yourself, why do they think these attacks will stick? This is J.D. Vance acting normal. Remember something. These people are malcontents. Communists, almost all of them, especially the street communists, they are malcontents. They are bitter. Their life isn't normal for whatever reason. They are the deranged freaks who are angry about life. Maybe it started in high school. Maybe it started beforehand. Maybe it was in college. Maybe, I don't know, but these are not people who have lived a normal existence. So you can look at J.D. Vance playing beer pong in the Marine Corps, and you say, well, yeah, that's called being in the Marine Corps. But to a crazy person, to a bitter street communist who feels they've been denied so many things in life, to a bitter, angry street communist, maybe those pictures really do create a visceral reaction. Oh my gosh, that guy talked to girls in high school? Ah! And so I want to play this audio for you from TPUSA. It was done outside of a Kamala Harris rally, and they're interviewing the people why they're there. If you're asking yourself what kind of a person would possibly be freaked out by a picture of J.D. Vance, a young Marine, playing beer pong, well, allow me to introduce you to those people.
Today, we're trying to find out from the attendees what Kamala Harris's greatest accomplishment has been as VP.
Honestly, I'm not too into politics. I'm just here for the vibe.
I'm going to pause this several times. It's really long, so just buckle up. I'm not really into politics. I'm just here for the vibe. Do you know how many times I have heard stories like this from former communists or people who have a brother, sister, friend who's now a communist? Where they're, it's not as if they're there just because they're true believers. They're there because they're societal outcasts, lonely, angry, bitter, and a Kamala Harris rally, while they may not have any personal knowledge or affinity to Kamala Harris, a Kamala Harris rally is where the bitter losers gather to be losers together. Oh, I don't know anything about Harris. I'm here for the vibe. Gosh.
Becoming the first female vice president.
This guy, he's excited because she's the first female vice president. Could you imagine the follow-up questions if you got to probe into that guy's psyche why that made him excited? He's been so bludgeoned by propaganda. He's been so bludgeoned by endless women are oppressed, women are oppressed, women are oppressed propaganda that what excites him is she made it to be vice president. She's never made a single decision as vice president that has in any way improved that guy's life. And yet, it's almost like a programmed response from a cult member, which they're in. That's what excites him.
Just becoming the VP is the best accomplishment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Being a good person.
Being a good person?
Yeah. She seems really good for women.
Harris is there with the energy. She has a lot of enthusiasm, so it's important to get behind her.
What is Kamala's, like, top accomplishment, you think?
I can't say anything right now. Give me a second.
You remember the audio we played for you? Chris, grab it if you can find it. Remember the audio we played of the Hamas protests? I believe it was on Columbia's campus. It might have been NYU, but I think it was Columbia, where they were out there and they were asking, I mean, all these, you know, kill all the Jews protesters. And they went and found these two young ladies. And they asked one of them, hey, why are you here? What are you hopped up about? Are you just passionate about Palestine? Do you hate Israel? Do you hate Jews? Are you here for political reasons or something like that? I'll just paraphrase for you here. We're not digging it up on time, but a paraphrase for you. They go to these girls and they ask one of them, why are you here? And he says, I really don't know. I don't know why I'm here. I'm not really sure. Now, this is a lady who's out at night in a loud, potentially violent protest, has no idea why she's there. Then she turns to her friend. Hey, do you know why we're here, Sarah? I just made up that name. She didn't call her that. And her friend has no idea either. None. Just kind of there. Well, I don't know. I believe her friend says, if I remember right, I wish I was better educated. It's weird.
For top contributions to policy or policy as VP.
I wasn't in on the policy making decisions with President Biden. So I don't know.
My favorite policies. Oh my gosh. See, I wish they would tell us more about that because I honestly don't know.
I don't know. Oh, Chris, you found it? Oh, play it. Play it.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Do you know what we're doing here? What's NYU doing? I don't know. I wish I was more educated. These people are deranged freaks in a cult. They don't even know why they believe what they believe. All they know is they're part of the herd. The herd is going one way. And if they just stay part of the herd, don't think, don't ask questions, don't look to the right, don't look to the left, and you definitely don't break away from the herd. If they stay part of the herd and go wherever the herd is going, then that will be a safe place and they will be cared for. The communist is a cult-like religious zealot. He is a herd animal, and they don't even know why they believe what they believe. I've told you this one before. I'll give it to you again because it's so much fun. I use it every chance I get. The next time you run into liberal Aunt Peggy, ask her why she hates Donald Trump. Don't make sure she stays focused. Ask her why. She'll bring up January 6th and say, oh, yeah, don't fight her on that. Agree with her. Say, yeah, man, January 6th, that was an insurrection. That was a horrible day. But Peggy, did you like him before that day? You were a Trump fan before that day? She'll deny it, of course. Well, no. Ask her why. She hates him with the fire of 1,000 suns. Ask her why, and then you'll know what we're up against. I'll finish this in a moment. Before I do that, allow me to do this. You want a functional brain, I hope. That's a good thing to have, a functional brain. Well, Chalk's male vitality stack, you know what it does for you? Ladies, there's a female vitality stack for you. It lifts the fog you may not even know you have in your mind. You need these things to focus. You need energy. Gentlemen, without testosterone, you can't even think logically. Did you know that? It's not just about making babies. It's a necessary thing for men. And our T levels are in free fall. We've lost half our T levels in the last 50 years. Down 50% in 50 years. Go start some natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Call them. Text them. If you have questions, I'm sure you do, they take those and they'll discuss it with you. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. Just tell them I sent you. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, coming back to the sultry sounds of the Eagles. And remember, tomorrow, what, Chris, when I do that with my voice, I sound like the Eagles. I sound almost like, yeah, I do. I sound identical to them. And you can email the show, and should email the show, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's finish walking through this disaster together. TPUSA went out, interviewed a bunch of people at a Kamala Harris rally, asking them why they're there, why they're supporting her. And look, we're dealing with a completely different species. Just totally different people.
Oh, I know she's done some good work with immigration, even though they say opposite.
What do they say?
Well, what is it? She's the border czar. All these immigrants are coming over, you know, to cross the border right now, which I don't think they are.
Dome was made the border czar on camera by President O'Biden. O'Biden. That's actually not a bad one. I didn't do that on purpose. By Joe Biden. He made her border czar on camera. Dome accepted it. On camera. As far as the people who are coming over, these are documented facts. Even the White House doesn't deny the immigrant numbers that are pouring into this country. Even Democrats themselves don't deny all these people are coming. To this woman, she was never border czar, and these people aren't even coming. I'll finish it. It's only got 23 seconds left. Are you starting to understand what we talk about when we say we're dealing with insane people? They're insane because they live in a world entirely of make-believe, a world that has been constructed for them. And the craziest part of all of it is they want to live in that world. Most of them, they prefer to live in that world because it's just safer, seems more acceptable to stay in the cult. That's how it is.
Is there an issue at the border? Has Kamala done anything about it? Or was there not anything to do about it, and so they're just kind of making things up?
So I don't think there's an issue with the border at all. They say the border crisis is causing all these drug issues and is causing crime, but in my opinion, there's crime everywhere. You can go to New York, you can go to Canada, you can go anywhere across the world, and there's going to be crime regardless.
Yeah. So let's go to New York and see how that's working.
Savino says the suspects in these crimes are in large groups, what he calls wolf packs, like this mugging on August 1st. He says they take off with things like wallets, phones, and bags.
So you could imagine the feeling. Imagine the feeling of that individual, predominantly tourists or soft targets, sitting on a bench and then ultimately being victimized by these wolf pack type robberies. It's tremendously concerning, and it's a new phenomenon, not only to Central Park, but really to the area.
He says many of the suspects in these crimes live in city-run migrant shelters, and they're
all documented. And to liberal Aunt Peggy, none of this is happening. We are dealing with insane people who aren't even the same species. Speaking of which, RFK Jr., I got to be honest, I didn't know much about him, and I still don't know that much about him. I know he's a Kennedy. I know he has some very correct views about how evil Big Pharma is in this country, and he certainly was right on. He's the best one of any of the candidates when it comes to COVID and Big Pharma stuff, so I'll at least give him that. But this is kind of ending sad because it was revealed recently that he tried to drop out of the race and get a cabinet position with Trump. Hey, I'll drop out, Trump, if you give me a cabinet position. And Trump basically laughed in his face and said, yeah, no, I don't think so. Well, apparently he's still dating, because here's the headline from today. RFK Jr. sought a Harris meeting to get a cabinet job. So he was selling himself as this independent candidate, and I really didn't have an opinion. I still didn't have an opinion. I understand people who are going that way, but I'm this outsider, I'm this independent candidate, and now we're 3 months before the election, and he's just trying to sell his endorsement for a cabinet position. I should note that's illegal, by the way. You're not allowed to do that. They all do it. It's not an accident. Every president's ambassadors, you know, oh, look at my new ambassador to Greece. Oh, what's that? He's a guy who raised $100,000 for my campaign? No way. I mean, I understand how it's done, but you're not allowed to be quite so open and honest about it. That's kind of sad. Let's get to some emails. Oracle, you said the other day the facts the Democrats don't seem worried about the election bothers you. You put into words what I was feeling. It's weird. Do you think it's because they have Republicans in another no-win situation? No, I don't know. I don't know why I'm looking at what I'm looking at. Democrats aren't even doing interviews. Democrats aren't even running on any campaign of substance. The most substance they've come out with is either no tax on tips, which is just Trump's campaign stance, or today, she came out for price controls, which is just standard fare communism that will, of course, cause millions of people to go into starvation and poverty. It doesn't work. It's never worked. It's insane. But other than that, they really haven't taken any positions. And they're acting pretty confident about an election. And I don't know why. Look, maybe the why is just this simple. You always have to act like you're winning. Everyone, no matter how, you could be polling down 25 points, you have to stand in front of your supporters and say, and we're going to do it tomorrow night, and we're going to shock the world, and we're totally going to win this. You know, no one stands up the night before the election and says, man, I don't like our chances. You don't hear that ever. So maybe that's just what we're seeing. But man, they seem like they're pretty confident. That's all I'm saying. They seem pretty confident to me. I'm pretty confident. I'm confident in Rough Greens. Rough Greens is going to keep Fred living longer. I have veterinarian after veterinarian email me to this show, and they say, oh, Jesse, we swear by it. Jesse, we tell everyone to give it to their dogs. Jesse, because the stuff works. Here's why it works. Your dog doesn't get nutrition. Dog food is dead. There's no nutrition. It's empty calories. I don't care what special blend you give Muffy. If it's brown, it's dead. It's garbage. Rough Greens is the all-natural nutritional supplement. You pour it on your dog's food. It's vitamins, minerals, probiotics, antioxidants. It You'll see differences in your dog. That's how amazing this stuff is. Your dog's coat, his breath, his energy level, just like you. If you never got nutrition and all of a sudden started to get nutrition, that's Rough Greens for your dog. Call them. Free Jumpstart Trial Bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. You are almost there. The week is almost over. If you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So I have a situation, and I can't decide if it's a situation. We'll get to the pipe bomb stuff in a moment. I can't decide if it's a situation quite yet, and I can't decide how I want to deal with it quite yet. So I have a neighbor, and I need to clarify that I get along well with him, but we're not friends. We don't hang out. He's a very nice guy, great family. Look, remember when that tornado tore through and ripped my fence down and it blew into his, it put my trampoline into his swimming pool? Remember that? He was so cool about that. He didn't care less. Couldn't care less. Jewish producer Chris, me, the wife, we went over there that night and yanked the trampoline out, put it back, put the fence back up, repaired it a couple weeks. Like, he's that kind of cool. And vice versa. Something goes wrong. He lost his trash can a little while ago. He texted me about it, and I said, I'll send my boys out to take a look. My boys went scouring the neighborhood, found his trash can, bring it back. Okay, so we have that kind of a friendly relationship. So we're good to go there, and I needed to clarify this. Are we hanging out, you know, playing cornhole on Friday night? No, we're not. But we get along. His yard, it's bad. As in, he never mows it. He never mows his lawn. And I'm look, you know it's me. I don't give a crap. I'm not some stickler out there with the ruler. I don't have a green thumb. That's not who I am. But, you know, I don't allow trash all over my place. I don't allow my yard to look like a jungle, just out of respect for my neighbors, out of respect for the neighborhood. His yard, a foot deep? Oh, Chris, if it's not a foot, look, if it's not a foot, it's 8-9 inches of grass. It is. And it gets really pronounced on the day where I mow my lawn. And my lawn's a normal thing, and it's, you can see it there. It's like you're venturing into a forest. And obviously this is not a big deal, and I don't want to make it a big deal. That's my hesitation with saying something. I don't want to take a good neighborly neighbor, kind of guy who will bring you some eggs and sugar if your wife runs out when she's making cookies. I don't want to take a neighborly neighbor and make an enemy of a neighborly neighbor. But it is a problem. See, Chris said it can pose a health risk. I'm not going to report the guy to the friggin' HOA. I'm also not a snitch. If I have to say something, I'm not one of these people who's going to tattle to the teacher. I'm going to go talk to him man to man. See, you said go talk to him, Chris. I get that. But how exactly? Here's my problem. Chris has to, anything work-related, Chris edits my text messages or emails because I'm so incredibly rude. And Chris, like, can I look at that before you send it? And in my personal life, my wife does the same thing when I'm sending something. Hey, let me look at that before you hit send. I don't do that well personally because it'll come off as rude. I just can't decide if it's a big enough deal to march over there and say something. What do you even say? What do you even say? Dude, your wife, Chris said, let your wife say something. You don't send your wife over there to fight your battles for you. If you got to say it, you've got to say it. And she's way too nice to say it. The choices are I go over there and I tell him, or I let it go. There's not a third option from what I can tell. What, Chris? Oh, Chris, that's such a chick move. Chris said I should make a passing comment. Just tell him, hey, the lawn's looking a little long. I've always thought it was more polite to be ruder and more direct. And hey, Bob, your lawn looks like crap a lot. Are you ever planning on mowing that thing? I always thought that would come across better. Maybe I'm wrong. What, Chris? Okay, that's fair. Chris said that's exactly why he checks my emails before I send them. Okay, you know what? That's fair. All right, that's fair. You remember the pipe bomber? Remember January 6th? January 6th, the day to end all days. Democrats have spent 3.5 years now pretending like it was worse than Pearl Harbor. They've said that. Remember that day? Do you remember the pipe bomber? Remember, we were told it was a pipe bomber. Someone set a pipe bomb at the DNC in the RNC. We were told that time and time again. There was a pipe bomber. Someone set a pipe bomb. Someone set a pipe bomb. Okay. Let me tell you a couple little tidbits about the pipe bomb, the pipe bomber. This is just a couple little tidbits. An older tidbit, if you've been listening for a while, you already knew this, but here's an older tidbit. You know your cell phone? You got one sitting beside you right now? You understand that there are a few data collection companies. They're collecting, they have all the info for your cell phone, meaning where you are. They know by the foot, to the foot, they know where you are. If you put your phone in your pocket and walk down the block, they know. If you go drive to Tennessee, they know. They know every step of the way. Your cell phone is constantly uploading location data. Everyone's is. Everyone. There's no exception to this. And companies are collecting it and keeping that data, right? You get that, right? Did you know that the pipe bomber, he had a cell phone on him? And some journalists, Darren Beatty being one of them, solicited these gigantic data collection companies for the cell phone information of the cell phones that were in the area at the time the pipe bombs were being sent or set. And did you know that that data has been scrambled and lost? How powerful does an entity have to be to inform the data centers that they need to scramble the geolocation data for the cell phone? That's a true story. Did you know that? And that pairs nicely with this. This is courtesy of Julie Kelly. I want to make sure she gets credit for it. You've heard, you know Julie. She's been on the show many times before. She's been doing some digging, and this one's on her Substack, which is called Declassified. That's her Substack. So the pipe bomber, there's a lot more to this article, but I just want to give you this little tidbit. The pipe bomber, you know, DC's covered in cameras. I don't know if you've ever been, but it doesn't matter. Just know it's weird how many cameras there are. You're walking down the sidewalk, you're looking up. There are, just, especially up around Capitol Hill, there are cameras everywhere, and they're not subtle. They're huge, out in the open. They're pointing this way, that way. It has got to be the most surveilled city outside of Las Vegas. There's just cameras everywhere. The pipe bomber, he routinely steps out of the field of view of the cameras to set his pipe bombs. But let me ask you, what's the field of view of the cameras? Every camera's different. We have cameras right here in the studio. In fact, I'm staring at one right now. I don't know which one I'm on the simulcast, but there's a certain field of view there. They could zoom in and narrow that field of view. They could zoom out and expand that field of view. That's how cameras work. Let me ask you again. What's the field of view of the street cameras in Washington, D.C.? Do you know? Oh, you don't, do you? That's funny. I don't know either. In fact, that's not really something anyone outside of government people, that's not something anyone would know. Now, of course, government people know. DC police, Secret Service, FBI, government people know the field of view of those cameras. They would know how to step outside of the field of view. But I can't think of a single civilian, maybe a reporter or something, who would know that. That is interesting. Story gets very, very interesting the more you think about it, doesn't it? You know what else is interesting? Food lines, bread lines. Kamala Harris finally came out with a policy position today. It's been all over the news. Price controls for groceries. Grocery stores run on average 2% or less of profit. Kamala Harris is running for president on causing starvation. That's what price controls on food would do. It would cause so much dislocation in the supply lines. Not people in Zimbabwe, American citizens would starve to death. We're talking grocery stores with empty shelves. Do you have an emergency food kit yet? Did you think when we talk about this stuff, this is in some kind of distant future? The people attacking the food supply are attacking it right now. Right now. My Patriot Supply has a mega 3-month food kit, 33 varieties of foods and things like that. Yeah, it's $300 off right now. $300 off. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and buy a mega 3-month food kit for everyone who lives in your home. Make sure you're ready for whatever the future brings. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, but not the final segment of the week because we have another show tomorrow, and that's a, well, don't shake your head, Chris. It's a huge show. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You know what to do. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, all right? All right. Let's dig into a couple emails really quickly before we get to headlines I didn't get to, and then we check out of here. I mean, I can't do any more of this. I was thinking about playing this whole thing for you, but it's so brutal. Dome sat down with Tim Walz, and these two people who don't know each other and don't care about each other at all, and they're empty people. You know, they're just communists. That's all they are, ambitious communists. They had to pretend to sit and talk like normal people. Well, here's a little bit.
Tell me about your dad.
I was 19. My little brother, I think, was eight or nine when he passed. After he died, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. She became our rock, and now she had to go out and get work because the medical bills broke her. And Social Security and Social Security survivor benefits. We're fine pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. We had no boots. Mm-hmm. That's the boots. So programs that are just fundamental to keeping people from dropping into poverty, but to live with dignity. You keep talking about that.
Notice how even their, hey, let's just get to know each other stuff. It's all just campaign talking points. Single mother, we needed help, government help. Jeez. Jessica Pinkflower. It's not nice. Should be a pinko commie flower. You said that some days you walk into your studio in shorts and flip-flops. Do you paint your toenails blue since you can't dye your lack of hair? Flip-flops can only be worn by men in three situations. The beach, pool, lake, and similar places. A communal shower like the gym or dorm. And three, at home. Men do not wear flip-flops in public in any other place outside of the previously listed, period. Nobody should be exposed to your hideous painted toenails. You can say my name, you feminine jarhead. His name is Ross. Okay. I would accept this argument, Ross, if and only if you are from a hot state. If you're from Arizona, Southern California, New Mexico, Texas, Bama, Mississippi, Georgia, really anywhere in the deep south, Georgia, Florida, any of these places where it gets scorching hot, then if you're from one of those places, then I will accept that it's never okay to wear shorts and flip-flops. Now, I need to clarify. I don't think it looks good and I don't make a habit of it. And I don't do it if I'm going out. You're never going to see me out at a restaurant with the fam in shorts and flip-flops. You're just not going to see that. I don't do it anymore, but I won't do that. If I'm driving right from the house into the studio and the heat index is 112 today, why can't I wear shorts and flip-flops? No one is ever going to know except for Chris and Michael. What's the big deal? I disagree. Jesse, as a late 20s male who wants a family, I'm very concerned about our country's future. Seeing how blind half the country is to government propaganda is sad. They're willing to cast a vote for a person who hasn't even expressed real ideas. If Kamala wins, may God have mercy on our nation. My faith in Christ is the only thing that gives me peace. Well, you know, Harris or no Harris, commies, no commies, Democrat, Republican, God is still God. Just keep your eyes where they're supposed to be.
And now,
here's a headline.
But go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Left-wing nonprofits discuss strategy to stay under the radar and tweak language to dodge discrimination lawsuits. This has been a huge failure of Republican state AGs. As I've said many times before, there's a huge dark money groups, commie groups, who pose as nonprofits, but they're highly political, always campaigning on behalf of Democrats. And for some reason, red state AGs don't want to dig in and blow this very illegal network up. Revealed, Disney funds puberty blockers and sex changes for employees' children. Still taking the kids to Disney World, Disneyland, bunch of other places you could go. DOJ suddenly located Biden biographer transcripts created by Robert Herr. This, combined with the fact we know now more about Hunter Biden's corruption in Ukraine, is just evidence of how corrupt the media, how corrupt everything is. All these things were hidden. All these things were covered up while Joe Biden needed to win re-election. As soon as he stopped needing to win re-election, they just started exposing all of it. It's communism. Kamala's first economic plan proposes price controls to combat inflation. Just, I want you to do me a favor. Do some reading on the history of how price controls go. It's horrific. 100% of the time, which is, of course, why communists do it. Tim Walz plays the victim after stolen valor exposed. You should never denigrate another person's service record. This is exactly why you need to stay on the offense. Tell family, tell friends about Tim Walz, about his stolen valor. This is hurting them. It's hurting them with normies, normie veterans, probably even some Democrat veterans. They do not take kindly to this stuff at all. Spread it far and wide. U.S. Army intelligence analyst pleads guilty to charges of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information, export control violations, and bribery. Every time I talk to somebody in the service, they warn me that there are now subversives in the service all over the place because of the years of commie infiltration. And think about this. You get one of these commie dirtballs in, let's say the army, and China comes and presents him with information that could damage America and maybe line his pockets. Well, this guy is a dirty commie who hates America anyway. He's going to jump on that. It exposed us to a whole lot. I'm going to expose you. I didn't mean it like that. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I'm going to expose you to that. So email your questions, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.